Then, finally, the time arrives when I come to, and there's nothing plugged into my right arm. The restraint around my middle has been removed, and I'm free to move about. I start to sit up, but am arrested by the sight of my hands. The skin's perfection, smooth and glowing. Not only are the scars from the arena gone, but those accumulated over years of hunting have vanished without a trace. My forehead feels like satin, and when I try to find the burn on my calf, there's nothing. I slip my legs out of bed, nervous about how they will bear my weight, and find them strong and steady. Lying at the foot of the bed is an outfit that makes me flinch. It's what all of the tributes wore in the arena. I stare at it as if it had teeth, until I remember that, of course, this is what I will wear to greet my team. I'm dressed in less than a minute and fidgeting in front of the wall where I know there's a door, even if I can't see it, when suddenly it slides open. I step into a wide, deserted hall that appears to have no other doors on it. But it must, and behind one of them must be Peeta. Now that I'm conscious and moving, I'm growing more and more anxious about him. He must be all right, or the Avox girl wouldn't have said so. But I need to see him for myself. Peeta! I call out, since there's no one to ask. I hear my name in response, but it's not his voice. It's the voice that provokes first irritation and then eagerness. Effie. I turn and see them all waiting in a big chamber at the end of the hall. Effie, Haymitch, and Cinna. My feet take off without hesitation. Maybe a victor should show more restraint, more superiority, especially when she knows this will be on tape, but I don't care. I run for them and surprise even myself when I launch into Haymitch's arms first, when he whispers in my ear, "Nice job, sweetheart." It doesn't sound sarcastic. Effie's somewhat teary and keeps patting my hair and talking about how she told everyone we were pearls. Cinna just hugs me tight and doesn't say anything. Then I notice Portia is absent and get a bad feeling. "Where's Portia? Is she with Peeta? He is all right, isn't he? I mean, he's alive," I blurt out.
"He's fine, only they want to do your reunion live on air at the ceremony," says Haymitch.
"Oh, that's all," I say. The awful moment of thinking Peeta's dead again passes. "I guess I'd want to see that myself."
"Go on with Cinna. He has to get you ready," says Haymitch.
It's a relief to be alone with Cinna, to feel his protective arm around my shoulders as he guides me away from the cameras, down a few passages, and to an elevator that leads to the lobby of the training center. The hospital, then, is far underground, even beneath the gym where the tributes practiced tying knots and throwing spears. The windows of the lobby are darkened, and a handful of guards stand on duty. No one else is there to see us cross to the tribute elevator. Our footsteps echo in the emptiness. And when we ride up to the 12th floor, the faces of all the tributes who will never return flash across my mind, and there's a heavy, tight place in my chest. When the elevator doors open, Venia, Flavius, and Octavia engulf me, talking so quickly and ecstatically I can't make out their words. The sentiment is clear, though. They are truly thrilled to see me, and I'm happy to see them, too, although not like I was to see Cinna. It's more in the way one might be glad to see an affectionate trio of pets at the end of a particularly difficult day. They sweep me into the dining room, and I get a real meal, roast beef and peas and soft rolls, although my portions are still being strictly controlled, because when I ask for seconds, I'm refused.
"No, no, no, they don't want it all coming back up on the stage," says Octavia, but she secretly slips me an extra roll under the table to let me know she's on my side. We go back to my room, and Cinna disappears for a while as the prep team gets me ready.
"Oh, they did a full body polish on you," says Flavius enviously. "Not a flaw left on your skin."
But when I look at my naked body in the mirror,
All I can see is how skinny I am. I mean, I'm sure I was worse when I came out of the arena, but I can easily count my ribs.